look, there's a lot going on. God, there's a lot going on geologically, seismically, in the world right now. I almost don't know where to begin, but I guess I'd like to begin, if you don't mind, with what's going on off the coast of Oregon?
And Washington.
In Washington, yes.
Yes. Well, there we have a classic ridge where new magma is coming up from deep down below the mantle, and it chills in the big crack along the ridge, and it wedges apart the pre-existing chilled rock of the oceanic plate.
So it's coming up under the water, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And often it forms pillows, and it'll chill down there. But when it hardens, it sort of shoulders aside the pre-existing chilled crust, and that's what makes it move laterally. It moves the ridges are almost north-south, and so they move everything west and east. And the part that goes west pretty soon goes down in the Cascadia Trench off the coast of Oregon, Washington, and Northern California.
Uh-huh.
And every time it moves, it makes a quake. And every time it moves, it generates friction. And that helps to melt rock down at larger depths, especially with all that water in there and the soil and, you know, the clays that are going down in the marine sediments.
Well, Jim, they were getting thousands of earthquakes. That seemed rather upsetting.
Yes, except that's the nature of the beast. That's what's happening all along the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, the East Pacific Rise. Remember, all these strange critters are living down there?
Yes.
Those smokers?
Yes.
Yeah, and so that's going around every place they look in those active ridges. They're finding things like that. And there are many, most of the volcanoes in the world are under the ocean.
But what's the possibility of this being some sort of precursor to an event that, from a human point of view, might not be so welcome?
It doesn't look like we're going to have a big
kaboom.
Atlantis-type thing that they talk about, like we had a Krakatoa. Because it is a spreading ridge, and it sort of accommodates. Like they've taken the little submarine Alvin right down into the Mid-Atlantic Ridge and observed the magma flowing there when it gets to the surface. It's lava. But there will be occasional volcanic peaks and seamounts out there. And it may well be that it could even reach the surface. We know that off Hawaii is growing all the time, and now this new island, Lauihi, is forming over the southern shore just beyond a big island of Hawaii.
How big is it yet?
Oh, it's up to within a few thousand feet of the surface. I think 3,000 or 4,000 feet of the surface. But a couple of years ago, they had hundreds of quakes of 3 and 4 magnitude, and that was another rapidly building time. They think it'll be another 5,000 years or so until it reaches the surface.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
5,000 years, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, meanwhile, the Big Island is the only island of the Hawaiian chain that's still growing because it's active volcanoes, and I was able to stick my geologic pick into a flowing lava flow there about 3 years ago, one of the, you know, a geologist's big dreams to be able to do that. And but it's a little different over in Hawaii where the volcanism is a little more under control, more fluid lavas. It's not so explosive. So you can go right up to the lava flows and see where the margins chilled.
So you actually did that, huh,
hot
lava?
Yes.
What was that like? I mean, is it intensely hot as you're getting close enough to put a pick in?
Oh, no, usually not, because it's already got a skin on it in most places. But where it suddenly breaks open and another little bulge comes out.
Yes.
You want to back up from that.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it was pretty exciting. Something I always wanted to do.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be fun to me, too.
Yeah.
Okay, now, of course, now, we had St. Helens burp pretty hard the other day, too.
Yes, the strongest since 1980. I was up on the mountain. They were doing a television show called The Invisible, Earthquakes and Volcanoes, some show from back Boston area, the educational TV, and I had the last part of the section on earthquakes, and I was waving my arms over the Calaveras Fault and telling about how it was due to go, and it did in a couple of months. But as they were folding up the cameras, the director said, Jim, speaking of other things, what do you think about Mount St. Helens?
Right.
Now, this was March 27, 1980. And on March 20th, the strongest quake on the whole West Coast was a 4.3 right under Mount St. Helens. And then there were a couple of other smaller quakes during this week. And so on the 27th, when he asked me, what do I think about it? And I said, I think that volcano means business. I'd give it a 50-50 chance to erupt this year.
Really?
And become the first one since Mount Lassen to be active on the 48 states. And that was back in 1914 to 1917. So the director said, I hope you're right, Jim. We're going to go fly around it this afternoon. And when they dropped me off back at the office, I found out that it was beginning to erupt at that very time.
My goodness.
So it was a good time. And 1 week later, I was flying around the peak with KMTV from San Jose and a couple other geologists. And it was all socked in and nothing was happening. And we looked down at Spirit Lake and the mud flows coming down the nice white snow-clad St. Helens. And then we climbed above the clouds about ready to bid it adieu. And suddenly it began to erupt. And we stayed for another 15, 20 minutes shooting all of our film. And it was great chunks of ice were being thrown up in the air from the glacier and the boiling black clouds. And it was just really thrilling.
That must have been. It really must have been. Are there any expectations with regard to Mount St. Helens? We had the big one. Now we just had this pretty recent, pretty big one. Not as big as the original, of course.
Well, the original, of March 27th, this one actually exceeded that one. But the big blow of May 18th.
Right.
Yeah, nothing.
So when I talk about expectations, I mean, is there pressure being relieved now, and so the worry about a larger event is less?
I don't think so. It didn't turn out to be true last time. We had three or four fairly good eruptions before the big blast. We're going to have to see whether the heat flow is continuing and the tilt of the southern slope is continuing.
So the odds are not lower that it could still really blow.
Yes. I'm sure they're really instrumenting the heck out of it. They lost some instruments with that last eruption. Now, as far as I was concerned, it was a very timely eruption because my seismic window opened on the 8th and runs through tomorrow, the 15th, and it began to erupt on the 8th.